Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Voice of the Vikings podcast. I'm your host, Kaylee Carino, and I'm with my guests today, Ryan Connors and Austin Shulkin, who are from the Senate. So would you guys like to talk about yourselves?
Yeah. Kaylee, I just want to start off by thanking you. You know, thank you for inviting us out here. I saw the invitation. I was super excited. I look forward to the conversation and what we can share. My name is Austin Shulkin, as Kaylee mentioned. I'm a second-year business administration student here, and I have the honor of serving as the Student Senate President for this academic year.
Awesome. All right. Hi, my name is Ryan Connors. I am the Student Trustee and Vice President to the Student Senate. I also just want to say, Kaylee, thank you so much for having us on the Voices of the Vikings podcast. It means a lot. We've seen you do amazing things this year, and I'm really just glad that we can contribute to, you know, your ongoing process and everything that you're doing.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate that. I think it's so cool that you guys are here. I am the secretary of our student e-board, so I think this would be cool to have, like, a Senate episode and inform people on, like, what we do and why it's important. So, yeah, let's get right into it, I guess.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, for you, those of you who don't know, the Student Senate is, like, the governing body of the students here on campus. And so our job is when you guys sign up for your classes and stuff, you pay a student activities fee. And this student activities fee across all the students that are here on campus goes into a pot, and the students get to manage that. So we throw all the events here on campus, whether it's, you know, free pizza Wednesday or a winter banquet or something. That's something that we organize, you know, construed together and we put together and throw here on campus.
Yeah, pretty much sums the majority of it up. I guess my first question for you guys is, how has leadership impacted you guys as a student in or on campus and off campus?
Sure. I mean, leadership has definitely impacted me in a variety of ways. In high school, I definitely wasn't so much a leader. I played on sports teams, and in that aspect, I did gain a little bit of leadership, but I never gained leadership in the, you know, the academic sense or even financially. You know, how can you lead a team of people working to delegate amounts of money to where they can best be used, like most efficiently and most significantly? So I've learned a lot. I've definitely learned how to work with people more, communicate with people, and really empathize with people through humility and just, you know, learning how to better lead people.
Yeah. I think that's, like, one of the things that can be challenging when you're, like, getting into a position that you're not used to is also understanding yourself and learning how to apply that to other people that look up to you. I think that's something that I'm still learning myself. I'm a very, I like to say, personable person. So sometimes, like, there's, like, this balance you have to find with yourself. So.
No, yeah, absolutely. I would agree with both you guys. And I think that leadership, especially at the school level and in general, is something that, you know, you can't learn in the classroom. You know, it can't be a theory. You know, you really have to, and it might be uncomfortable, you know, making that first step and stuff, but you're either going to love it or hate it. So you really, I think, have to take that first step, you know, throw yourself in the deep end. Obviously, you two have excelled at this and really taken off, but everyone doesn't, you know, I think a lot of people, when they see, like, leaders, you know, they see us in this position, they're like, you know, this is something they always wanted to do, and they just, like, you know, fell in the right spot. I don't think any of us really, like, went in with a mindset where we were, like, really wanted to do this. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, once we learn more about it, we wanted to give back to the student body and, you know, do something, you know, for campus. But, you know, everyone has an opportunity to go after it, and I would strongly suggest anyone listening to this, you know, jump in the deep end, you know, even if you get uncomfortable, you know, try that position. And yeah. I think that's where leadership is a skill that you really, like, words cannot describe the level that you gain from, you know, stepping into a leadership position. You learn so many stuff that you wouldn't be applied really in, that you learn in the classroom or any other sphere like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So something that's interesting about what you said is that a lot of people go to school and they see people in Student Senate and they think, well, that has no relation to what I'm doing. I'm a business major, you know, what is going into the politics of the school going to help me do as a business student? But the truth behind it is that I'm a business student. Austin is a business student. We're both people that are business centric. However, there's something in actually doing and not just saying that is so powerful when it comes to learning how to lead people. people say that being in Senate is useless to them right now because it doesn't apply to anything they're pursuing academically. But once you go into the workforce, there is this need to lead people. There's this need to take initiative. There is the need to be able to speak out for yourself. And those are the exact, you know, soft skills that you learn through student Senate and student engagement.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk about, like, how you got into Senate and, like, how you engaged in, like, you know, okay, student life and stuff in general?
Yeah, so I feel like I've told this story a lot of times. So how I got involved was so, like, not on purpose. It was just, like, I don't know, just through the grapevine, I guess. So my first year here, last year, I wanted to get more involved with things on campus because, so, like, I grew up in a small town with a small school, so there was not, like, much, like, opportunity to, like, do a lot. And so I knew coming to college, like, I didn't just, like, want to go home after my classes. I wanted to, like, know about my environment and see what's available and accessible. So everyone in high school is always like, oh, yeah, make sure you go to, like, the clubs on your college campus and see, like, what they are. So I thought about that, and I was like, okay, what clubs are on the campus of Hudson Valley? So so pretty much my forum class actually was like, hey, so here's a list of clubs that you should know about. And Investment Club was probably, like, one of the most popular ones that was mentioned and that I've heard of. And, I mean, going into college, I was like, okay, I'm growing up, I should know about things that are important. So, yeah, like, Investment Club, I was like, okay, like, this is not a stupid club. Like, this is something that is valuable and has tools to use for, like, your future. So I went to the club, and I was kind of like, okay, like, I could get into this, I guess. So, and then Austin, I've mentioned this too, he was in my micro class last year, and you mentioned Investment Club to me, I think.
Yeah.
That's how I went, and pretty much from Investment Club, a majority of people were from the Senate from last year, and they were like, hey, like, we have meetings on Mondays, like, you should come, and I was like, okay, yeah, why not? And so then I did, and I want to say I made a lot of good friendships that are still here in my life, and yeah, I just realized that these people have really healthy mindsets. I want to surround myself with people that make sense and want to do better for themselves and for other people. And when last spring the position to run for secretary, I was the only person that did run, so I mean, I did get my spot with no doubt. But yeah, I'm just thankful for you guys. I mean, that was kind of lengthy, but that's the origin, the lore, if you will. So what about you, Ryan?
Yeah, sure. I'm not, like, too clear on how I got into Senate. I remember going to my first meeting, but I don't remember how I got there. I'd assume I was just pulled in by Sean. He was our vice president from last year. He was also the president of Entrepreneur Club and vice president to Investment Club. So similar to Kaylee, I was trying to become active in clubs. I was trying to surround myself with people that were, in a sense, this might sound shallow, but better than me, that knew more than me, that were more hardworking than me, because when you surround yourself with people like that, you become more like them. And I wanted to surround myself with people that I wanted to be more like. So that's what I did. So I joined the clubs. I ended up joining Senate, where I found numerous more people that were like that. And that's really how I got engaged. And I realized, you know, after being in it for such amount of time, I understood the benefits that I previously talked about. I understood how I was developing as a person. And I stayed, and I just wanted to keep kind of moving up and doing more for Hudson Valley as a whole.
Yeah, I think Ryan touched on something, you know, really important there. It's really important to, you know, as a student and as, you know, freshman coming in to kind of, you know, it's kind of you're in your first, like, almost adult phases, right? So it's important, I think, to, you know, obviously enjoy school and kind of meet people and settle in, but start thinking about, you know, like, this isn't high school, you know. Like, start thinking about a potential direction that you want to go in or something along the lines like that. And I think an excellent way to get exposure to that is, you know, attending your first club meeting, attending something that aligns with that, you know, see if you can bond with those people, you know, see if you can, you know, look up to them and be like, I want to be, you know, more like this person, whether it's faculty, staff, or even students. So I think that's a really, you know, interesting thing. I was, as well, as Ryan mentioned before, I was attending a class, and I shared it with the vice president of last year's Senate. His name was Sean Sampler. So he was nice enough, you know, to talk to me. We hit it off pretty quickly. And then I would say Senate's almost like a family, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you talk to the person, you start attending one or two meetings, and you very quickly connect, you know, with 5, 10, 15 people. And these could be like lifelong relationships, you know. It's really, there's a lot of good people there and a lot of people who, you know, bond and enjoy this sense of drive, you know, working for something better. And I think that's something that really amplifies, you know, the whole organization and everything, is that it's so many students working together and they're working for a goal, right? And it's a goal that can be measured. You know, if we, you know, spend, you know, those extra hours and throw that extra event, we'll see that. You know, it's like in a direct effect. So I think that's, you know, something that really helps with, you know, recruitment retention, but also just the people that stay there. Being able to, you know, see what they've done, and it's, you know, it's on a track record. You know, you can see the flyers that Ryan creates from, you know, the events that you guys have done, and it's just like you continue to build upon that.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say one more thing about what Austin said. It definitely is like a family. You know, one first thing, we're bringing people on, and next thing you know, we're all out to dinner, on a Monday night, like saying our thanks. Like what we're thankful for, and most of our answers were each other. And it's seriously, you know, Senate's not some corporate organization where you're going to get put down or left out of something because you're not good at it. We're there to pick everyone up and make them better so that, you know, everyone's only at Hudson Valley for such a short amount of time, so that when they do leave Hudson Valley, you know, they can look at it as more of a skipping stone and more of a phase where they actually changed as a person and, you know, developed, so that when they go on to the next phase of life, whether it be working a full-time job or continuing their education, they are now a better person.
Yeah.
And as of now, Senate has, Ryan and I, as well as Kaylee, if you guys haven't picked up on, she is our secretary for the Senate, you know, an intricate part in the moving system. But we have currently around 25 members that are on the Senate and connected to it, and then people that attend the meetings could be like an additional 20 on a good day. So we've grown this, you know, first semester we'll look to continue to grow, but as of now we're, you know, as large as like 45 people, and, you know, growing weekly. So it's been a really good turnout. If you guys are watching this video and you guys are students here, feel free to drop in. It's always open to the public, and it's a public meeting, and there's, you know, a lot of stuff you can gain from it and a lot of stuff you can learn. We meet in the BTC auditoriums from 3 to 4 p.m. BTC meeting rooms, I apologize. Except for 1 week out of the month, which is that the third week that we have?
I think it's the last Monday of the month. The fourth Monday of the month is Academic Senate, and that's when we would meet in the BTC rooms. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the fourth Monday, we're going to meet in CTR 104. And then every other Monday, we're in the BTC meeting rooms.
Yeah, I guess, like, with that being said, after understanding how we got to Senate and how it's impacted us, after getting this leadership role, how do you see yourself applying that to your future outside of college and, like, after college mostly, like, in your career?
No, yeah, absolutely. I think that there's a strong sense of giving back. I think that's something that I've really connected to, you know, whether we're attending a volunteer event or, you know, throwing an event ourselves. It's really nice to see that direct influence, right? I think that I'll try to pursue something, you know, in my career that, you know, there's something that's measurable, right? That's really important to me, where, you know, you do an action or you do something and you can see a result. You know, that can be, you know, financial, that can be, you know, influencing people. It's a very broad thing, but that's something that I will definitely, you know, try to incorporate in my life. Also, I think, as Ryan touched on earlier, you know, the countless skills that we're able to pick up, whether it's public speaking, you know, whether it's, you know, networking, or just, you know, almost like getting thrown into that, like, adult life, per se. You know, we're able, as students, with, you know, faculty and staff always there to help us. We're really able to get in those situations and circumstances that I don't think, you know, very few students have the privilege of. So I'll definitely, you know, try to take that advantage that I was able to pick up here and put that into a career and, you know, come out right out of college, you know, with a lot of confidence and, you know, public speaking ability and stuff that, you know, directly affects your day-to-day life.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Everything besides the skills that you carry over, you know, and the academics as well, there's something very important. A man once said to me about Hudson Valley, would you rather be the tail of the lion or the head of the wolf? Hudson Valley is the head of the wolf, right? You get the unique opportunity to be able to put yourself at the forefront of an institution that has done so many remarkable things and meet people that have had remarkable lives, and you have so much more opportunity to do that in compared to if you were to say the tail of the lion would be some prestigious university. Let's go medium, say Binghamton University, right? It's got like quite a large population, I'd say around like 16 to 20,000 people there. It's got a lot of people. Whereas Hudson Valley, you know, on campus we have about 6,000, but there's such a unique opportunity to where the administration is so engaged. You could go eat lunch and you could talk to the executive director of the foundation. You could talk to the president. You could talk to, you know, the vice president. They're just always around, and there's so much more opportunity to meet these people. And you start to understand that, you know, your return on investment for being here is not necessarily the money you're paying and in return you are getting, you know, the academics back, but it rather is the opportunity to meet people that will end up being lifelong mentors. Like these people, you make the connection, and it's important not to let go of that. So that is how I would apply it to, you know, my future, is that I'm meeting people here that are lawyers, they're businessmen, they're CEOs, you know. As the trustee, I work with people that they're not directly correlated with the school, so most of them run their own businesses on the side, and, you know, being here for them is just volunteer work, but they get to, you know, head this institution. So the amazing part is that I get to carry those connections into the future, and, you know, I have shoulders to lean on and people to call if I ever run into something, you know, or need mentoring advice for something that happens in business, or I need a connection, you know. These are just connections that you are much less likely to get them at these large institutions where there's less opportunities for you to excel in your particular division because it's so saturated with, you know, other amazing individuals just like you. But they made the decision to go to a university like that off the bat instead of, you know, come to Hudson Valley for 2 years where you are much more likely to make those connections.
Yeah, so great points, by the way. So if you guys didn't know, Ryan is a student trustee, and it's been a really great thing to see, actually. So do you want to explain, like, what your role is and, like, the difference of it from Senate?
Yeah,
as VP?
Sure. So there are, on the Board of Trustees, it's basically just a small... So first of all, I'd like to say Vice President of Student Senate and Student Trustee are actually technically not correlated at all. There's been student trustees in the past that are not even on the Senate. You know, they're encouraged to go to the Senate to update, you know, how can you update the trustees without being involved? So usually they're very involved in the Senate, but they might not even be a senator. Because you need to be able to tell the trustees what's going on with the students and what they're doing, what initiatives they're taking. So being vice president really helps with that because, you know, I get to see firsthand and do firsthand, complete these initiatives and these tasks that we do in Senate, and then I get to go talk about them. And, you know, Austin being our president is a huge part. So when I go to the trustee meetings, you know, he's always there listening in, you know, seeing what I'm relaying to the trustees. And we really just get to work like hand in hand to develop this bond with administration and the people that make decisions for a school in order to, you know, gain representation as the students. The more well put together we can be as a Senate and the more drive we have, the more that we do and the less that we say, you know, the more credibility we build for students, and therefore the more weight our voices will hold when it comes to, like, having representation on this stuff. So as a student trustee, my position entails me to speak on behalf of the students, go to the trustees, these people that make huge decisions on behalf of the school, and, you know, tell them what life is like for a student that is here on campus 5 days a week, pretty much all day. You know, I see everything from that first person perspective. So that's what I'm there to do. You know, usually when I say things, I started with, as a person that's on campus every day, etc. Because no other person on the board, you know, they're all individuals who were elected by either the County of Rensselaer or by the governor, and they don't have that perspective of what it's like to be on campus every day. So that's pretty much my position and what responsibilities I hold through it.
Nice. And Austin, so what would be your advice to students that want to have a higher role as a student in leadership? Because you are the president of Student Senate. So, like, yeah, I guess, like, what's your tips on, like, involvement and, like, how to get to that point in, like, feeling secure with yourself that you can say that you can, that you're the body of Senate like that?
No, yeah, that's an excellent question. I really appreciate it. There's a lot of things that go into that. I think the number one thing is that you should never, like, look at a position as in, like, you know, I want to be this position for, like, this power. You know, it's really for me, at least, like, if I was a senator or if I was the president, you know, it really shouldn't make a difference. You know,
right. At
Senate, I feel like we work so much, you know, we work so much together. I mean, especially the E-Board. For you, those of you who don't know, the executive board, that's the president, the vice president, the secretary, then we have a treasurer. So we work so close together and, you know, we split the work up and do so much of, you know, working together that we almost just, like, work as a body, I feel like. You know, when we're, you know, planning an event, when we're, you know, selecting who's going to go to, you know, an organization and who's not, who's going to represent, you know, this body, which student, I feel like the positions need to drop, you know, and it's just like person to person and a discussion. But what I would say is people looking to get more involved in stuff, I would say, you know, come drop into a couple meetings, you know, come, you know, feel it out and see if you like it. And then, you know, there's unlimited opportunities from there. For students in general looking to get, you know, more involved on campus and stuff, I feel like clubs as an overall is a very good place to start. I think that even if like mentally you're like, you know, I'm not sure about it, I'm not sure if I like leadership or anything, I think, you know, going there, getting that in that setting and, you know, seeing what you can do, I think that really can, you know, invigorate someone to, you know, want to take the next step. So I think my advice would be overall is, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, throw yourself in the deep end. You know, I think there's a really important saying where, like, if you're not uncomfortable, you're probably doing the wrong thing. You know, you should be, you know, you should feel a little uncomfortable, feel a little overwhelmed, you know, kind of throw yourself out there. And then, you know, slowly stuff that you would never even consider, you know, like speaking in front of a lot of people or doing something like that, that just becomes like a day to day. You know, there's a lot of, you know, I think there's a lot of people out there who they're too afraid, you know, to take that first step and, you know, get in that uncomfortable situation, and that really holds them back. So that would really be my main advice, you know, get involved and then, you know, put yourself out there, put yourself in as many, you know, uncomfortable situations where, you know, you need to step up and, you know, perform. And then next thing you know, just those things that you used to be afraid of, you're just going to be, you know, casually doing every day.
Yeah, so, no, absolutely. Yeah.
I would say, I'd say a good way to put that is that get comfortable being uncomfortable. I think that's like a great point, is that you really need to, you know, I ask a lot of people how their experiences at Hudson Valley were, because I know, I need to know, you know, I need to hear the, what the students have to say. And for the people that never have good experiences, it seems that, you know, they never even tried out any clubs. They never even like went to a club to see if they liked it or not, or to see if they could learn from it, or to see if they could meet people that were like them. You know, they just assumed, you know, there's no one out there for me. I'm just gonna go to class, put my head down, and then leave, and then just wait until, you know, something magical happens. Wait till I transfer to my four-year university. Just kind of skip over Hudson Valley, you know, use it to just get like decent grades and go on. But it's really about making the most of it. And one thing I can say is that a specific story. When I was a senior in high school, I was on a volleyball team. And, you know, even to this point, I had, like, zero public speaking experience. I just remember it was our beginning of the year banquet. And all we were doing was going around and saying our parents were there, the coaches were there, and that's it. And the rest of the varsity and junior varsity team, and I was on varsity. And all we were doing was saying our names. So, you know, everyone was saying their name one by one. And then it got to me. And I was so nervous, like, all I had to do was say my name, my position, and maybe like something random. I think it might have been like our favorite food or something stupid. And for some reason, I was so nervous because I never public spoke ever. Like, it wasn't a normal thing I did. But as I joined Senate, you know, these little piece by piece, these little opportunities, you know, whether it was just raising your hand and speaking to 20 people in a room, and, you know, and you end up rambling a little bit and boom, what do you know? You just gave a 2-minute public speech without mm-hmm. even knowing you did it. It's little things like that. And then all of a sudden at the end of the year last year, I was at SUNY SA and I was super nervous about, you know, running for this vice president position because it meant I had to get up and I had to talk in front of about, you know, 200, 300 students in this room. And I had to answer questions off the rip, you know, questions I had no idea what the questions would be. I didn't know if I would know anything about them, the topics that were going to be asked. And I was getting really, you know, I had this like burning feeling in my stomach, but I was like, it doesn't matter. You know, you just go up there. If you don't know, you say you don't know, and that's the end of it. No one's going to remember this next year or the year after, especially in 5 years, no one's going to care at all.
I think for me personally, I definitely am getting used to that. And even though, because I guess I want to say that because like last year, like I was mostly just a senator and I was just like there to like listen and like see like what's going on with Senate. But now that I'm involved, I think we're like, what, like maybe 3.5-4 months into like our actual like current.
We're about halfway.
Yeah, so like I would say I'm doing okay. Sometimes like things are like, I'm still like unsure with like certain things, even though I'm just a secretary. It's just one of those things where you grow in your ways. And Ryan was actually our last secretary for our last academic year, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. And he did a great job. So yeah.
No, Kaylee here, she wears a lot of hats. I'm sure that some of you don't even know, but you know, secretary at the Student Senate, you know, also running the voice of the Vikings, obviously, here. And then she attends a lot of clubs, so I just want to, you know, give her a shout out for everything that she does. The secretary is a very, you know, intricate role, and one that is very active, especially in meetings, you know. That's the person who kind of organizes and runs the entire meeting. The agenda, and then all the minutes, and then obviously they're sending it out to the entire body, and it's public information, so, you know, there's definitely some, you know, pressure behind that, and, you know, keeping everything in line. You know, like, walk us through a little bit, you know, like, how everything goes, or,
the
outline of a meeting.
Yeah, so, so pretty much how this goes is, so we create this agenda for what needs to be done, or what needs to be finished, so, like, old business, new business. And we have our executive reports. So, I mean, usually I don't. Usually it's the president, VP, the treasurer. The treasurer usually goes over, like, finances and, like, what's being finalized. But pretty much what I do during our meetings is I take down those notes of, like, what the reports are and, like, what's voted on. So, like, we have motions. So, yeah, so, like, what I do is I do our agenda minutes. Then I send them out in a big email list. And
so in a lot of bodies, and actually we even used to have it here, so there's actually like a, technically there's like a parliamentarian position, and that's someone who kind of manages the meeting. And, you know, kind of outlines, you know, we're going to move on to the next part of business, you know, this has been approved. So Kaylee takes on both roles. Not only does she take all the notes and everything, but she also holds like a parliamentarian position where she, you know, runs the whole meeting, you know, make sure it's organized, and then just, you know, emphasizes this, you know, the smooth flow, you know, on a packed agenda day, you know, we need to be efficient as a body, you know, and voting and, you know, getting through material. So she's able to, you know, manage that and kind of outline it and, you know, always does an excellent job.
Well, I try. I mean, definitely, like, that's the thing, like, going back to, like, be comfortable feeling uncomfortable. Like, even though I'm a very outgoing person, there's, like, certain social settings where I do feel, like, I don't know, just, like, awkward, or I freeze up a majority of the time, so, like, trying to be, like, a little bit of, like, a parliamentary, like, I understood that was going to be my role, but, like, when I'm, like, still consistently doing it, so it's gotten better, but definitely in the beginning of the year, it was a little bit rough, but, yeah, I mean, it's kind of fun, and especially because I'm, like, the president of Podcast Club, it's kind of one of those things where, if I want to do public speaking, I have to just keep practicing it. And I think it definitely gets better within time. And, yeah, I really can't wait for next semester and what there is to bring.
No, yeah, so, for sure. Yeah. You guys, do you want to talk about, like, a couple things that you want to, you know, see before you leave here? Or, like, you know, something along the lines of, like, a, you know, a big event that you want to see happen? I know I have a bunch, but, you know, you want to start? Like, Ryan, you want to?
Yeah, you start.
Let us know.
If there's something I really want to see when I leave here is that I want to know that the future of the, you know, we can't control student enrollment. We can't control the numbers. So obviously there will be some years that were considered like, you know, down years in budget and some years that are better. But, you know, what we can control is what we do with those students and how well, how good of an experience they're able to have here. So one of our big things that, you know, Austin especially has been focusing on this year has been, you know, succession planning for clubs and, you know, less succession and more sustainability. You know, how can we make clubs just keep moving on like more of a linear path than having them backtrack, you know, every year or every 2 years once, you know, every student from that cohort is gone. So one thing I really want to see before I leave is, you know, a plan and a strategy in place and, you know, freshmen on board with that plan. You know, they can work on it next year as well, make it even better. But a plan, you know, toolkits for clubs and Senate to use in order to keep that movement going forward, you know, on a linear path. I really don't want to see I want to minimize the risk that clubs die out over the years, and I really want to see a strategy. I don't think there's ever been one that has been worked on by the Student Senate that has really been implemented within each and every club. So I really want to see, you know, on paper, you know, something that they can use and do to, you know, bring their clubs and the sustainability of their clubs to the next level.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. Mine's pretty similar. Pretty much like student engagement. That's like a basic, though. I feel like that's like a standard problem with community college is people just are not really engaged like what's going on campus. And it takes a mindset, though, to want to do it. It takes someone that wants to be engaged. You can't force someone to be engaged unless, you know, like that's like the right person that's helping them out. But, I mean, yeah, I would say definitely like club engagement and getting more students to be a part of clubs that might interest them and that might help them for their future career. What about you?
I think Ryan touched on, as well as you, you know, covered some interesting stuff, especially, you know, with students only being here 2 years, we throw as many events as possible. You know, we try to affect the student body. You know, we're always out there talking to students. You know, we'll do interviews. We really try and represent the student voice as best as possible, but that's also only a 2-year duration, right? Mm-hmm. So obviously we put a lot of time and effort into that and plan events according to what the student body wants and, you know, what we feel is best for them. And, you know, I think that's a big part, but I think something that really, you know, touched me was, you know, leaving that lasting effect.
Yeah.
I think that we have been able to bring on, you know, one of the record number of students to the Student Senate, and I think that, you know, people wear this as like a thing of pride. You know, you were part of the Student Senate. You know, that's like a staple of your, you know, college career and your time at Hudson Valley. So I think that I would really like to see us, you know, continue to grow that prestige. You know, get the Senate, you know, get the senators merch, get people, you know, keep, you know, recruiting and recruitment and retention at, you know, full scale, which Ryan and Kaylee have both done an excellent job of. As we touched on earlier, we already have 25 members, and at the rate we're going, I think we could have, you know, 40 plus, you know, involved students. And I think that's something that, you know, we can continue to pass on and, you know, year by year having, you know, 40, 50, 60 students involved in the Senate and, you know, us kind of being that liftoff point. You know, for those of you who don't know, coming out of COVID, it was a big drop. You know, a lot of students, you know, weren't involved in stuff and they kind of call it like the COVID hangover per se now, that less and less students are involved in this stuff. So I think that, you know, us leaving that impact where we were kind of the group that, you know, really got it back on its feet, as Ryan said, setting up for the next group. We're always focusing on, you know, succession planning and bringing that next generation to be ready so that when they're back in action and they, you know, get their new positions, they can hit the ground running. But I think that's, you know, overall something that I like to see.
I also, like, do want to ask, because you guys are both presidents of Entrepreneurship Club and Investment Club, and obviously you're president of Senate. So, like, how are you getting students to come to your club meetings and Senate meetings? Because from last year, we did not have as much senators. We have a lot now. So, like, what is your, I guess, mechanism? I don't want to say strategy, but, like, almost like a way of, like, getting people in the door.
Yeah.
That some people should know, I guess.
Yeah, I'll let Ryan follow this one up because he's the professional marketer. but I would really say, in my opinion, I'd say it's really word of mouth. We're able to also get a lot of people through flyers and other marketing material that Ryan creates. But I think the highest like closure rate is when you're able to talk to that student, you know, in a face-to-face scenario. Ryan was able to recruit over probably, 5 to 7 members from the Honors College, word of mouth, talking to these new students, and really just getting them informed. But I'd say across the clubs and stuff, through friendships that, when you talk to a lot of students on campus, you're able to, connect with them and then their friend group. So as long as you have a good rap on the organization and everything's run well, it's very easy to, I think, expand by, just talking to students, getting them informed, and, bringing them to the first meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I think a very large thing that is underlooked would be, doing, connecting with advisors, doing big things in your club, holding events, utilizing the Senate and their budget to hold events. We have a budget for clubs that want to have events, and a lot of clubs don't know about that, but I'll touch on that in a second, what we've been doing to work on that. So, holding events and actually doing in your club, it attracts students to want to come and participate within your organization and what you do. So something we did recently as the Student Senate, and this was, it was a collective idea, but Austin really took initiative on this, and it was holding a meeting where we touch on all the important aspects for a club to really thrive within Hudson Valley. The three things we went over were the financials, the marketing, and then sustainability, basically what me and Austin just talked about with creating those succession plans and toolkits and all of that. The first part was the financials, how they can request that budget to then use it and hold an event and then carry it over to the next year, how to request a new club budget. For the marketing, that is really what that this is pertaining to Kaylee's question.
Yeah.
Christian Rasmussen is our marketing and communications for the Senate. He's the chair of that committee. So he talked a lot about, how to market a club and what you can do to keep that going. And a lot of people ended up coming into the stage. We've had about, I'd say, 17 to 18 clubs represented at this meeting, and I'd say almost 8 to 9 people came up to the stage to share how their club and their experiences with that club have gone when it comes to marketing and able to bring students in. And personally, I believe that what works is, holding events, getting your name out there through actually having students engaged with your club in a public space. But other things that work are flyers. I'm known as the flyer guy around Senate. At least last year I really was. This year I do have to, delegate my tasks, but I still make a lot of flyers. And they do work well if you put them in the right places. It's all about timing and location. When you put it with like 40 other flyers on a board, it might not be seen, but if you hand them out to students and you really go and engage and talk to students one-on-one, that is where you're able to, as Austin mentioned, make that personal connection and really draw them into your club. And then you hand them the flyer and you say, hey, we meet at this time next week, you should really come by, I look forward to seeing you there. And, that's how you build that connection. At Hudson Valley, it's all about creating long-lasting friendships, and the way you do that is by actually talking to people. There's no COVID effect anymore. We really got to get back out there and just start making connections, talking to people. There's no one making us sit behind a screen and do that. So seriously, just making connections and bringing people in through that. And that goes hand in hand with holding public events. They see your club, they talk to you, they say, oh, is this your club? What do you guys do in your club? Thank you for, the food in this event. It's amazing what you guys are doing. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you guys for listening in. Today's episode is sponsored by the Student Senate.
We meet every Monday in the BTC meeting rooms at 3 p.m.
I am your host, Kaylee Carino, and I hope you guys had a great time listening to this episode. Feel free to give us a rating, 5 stars, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube, as always. Thank you, guys.